All right, you want to start it? You want to do the official start? This is, listen, last season on the podcast, we were all inept when it came to starting the show. I think we need to have a permanent start.
I think you're fine starting it now.
All right. Hi, it's Brian Noonan Show podcast with Cody Goff. Cody is here. I'm here. It is hockey, football, and baseball season, which means it is not Brian Noonan Show season, which is unfortunate for all involved, except for you, because we love you and we care about you. And because of that, we are bringing back, and I shouldn't say we're bringing back, we didn't decide to stop it. We are being allowed to bring back the web-exclusive podcast for your listening enjoyment. So, as you are hearing right now on Sunday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon, when the show is supposed to begin on the airwaves, it won't, but it will start on WGNRadio.com. We'll remind you on Facebook. It'll be everywhere. And yet, is that right? Yeah, that's true.
Hashtag 2018. Soon you save a file to the cloud.
Wow, we're just broadcasting from the cloud. We're like almighty beings.
Mm-hmm.
We're like when John Denver in 1970-something ran into George Burns in the original Oh God and thought he was going crazy. You're going crazy because you don't know where our voices are coming from, but you know they're coming from somewhere.
I'm going crazy because I don't know where that reference came from.
No, it's beautiful.
Yet here we are.
Go back, do yourself a favor. You want a nice feel-good? You and Mrs. Dr. Cody Goff,
mm-hmm.
Sit down on an evening, maybe a Sunday afternoon, and find Oh God on Netflix or one of your streaming services,
mm-hmm.
or are there still video stores in your neighborhood?
There are. I think they're all fronts for drugs. Because
who's renting videos anymore?
Right.
I'm still surprised that people go to Redbox. I'm out in front of Jewel. I see somebody pumping quarters into Redbox. I'm like, seriously? What are you doing?
They pump quarters into it?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't stand around. You know why? Because I'm terrified of them. Because
I'm
figuring, what kind of people are buying their entertainment from a red box on the corner?
There's one across the street from me at the 7-Eleven. I could easily walk over, pay $1, get it, walk back, be done.
I've only done it once or twice.
Yeah.
It's fine, I guess. I have no problem with their business model. But I'm always surprised in this day and age of everybody streaming everything, that people are still going out to get old media. Said the man who, every time he looks at his TV, moves his eyes slightly to the right and sees hundreds of DVDs on DVD shelves.
Probably the last 100 times my wife and I have looked for a movie on Netflix, we have found that movie on Netflix streaming maybe once.
That's the problem.
And that's being generous.
Yeah.
So maybe if Redbox has the right ones in stock, it might be a better
Well,
thing.
Sure, if you want to get a new release, because they do get the new releases.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, what was the newest one that came out? Oh, Black Panther finally came out on Netflix. Well, Black Panther's been out for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, that's no big whoop.
Yeah.
Netflix is going for more original programming. And now that I've got this Roku deal in the house.
Oh, you've got the Roku deal in the house.
I got the Roku deal. I spent best $30 I ever spent because I hooked it up, for a while. Well, up until I got the Roku deal, we were running Netflix through Molly's old Wii system.
Wow, the original
Wii. The original Wii
system. That's not even HD compliant.
Exactly.
Oh.
So I have this giant HD television that's also 13 years old, but still, it's an HD TV. It still works very well.
It's not a plasma.
No, I've had it fixed a couple times. It's a DLP, actually. The digital light, where the light goes off all these mirrors. It's old school.
That was on my dating profile. I was DLP.
DLP. No, you were D something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had this giant screen, this 60-inch screen, and I was watching Netflix in low def.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
No.
Plus, I had to get up, and I had to push to get the Wii working, and then try to use the little Wii remote to get to... Oh, it was a nightmare. Now with the Roku. Oh, man. It pops up in HD. I got Amazon Prime on there. I've got Hulu. I got the Netflix. I got it all.
You know what I did? I canceled our Amazon Prime account.
Did you really? Why?
You know, since we got married, we were gifted everything that we will ever need. I mean, seriously, we've ordered like two things in the last year, and there's, similar to Netflix instant streaming,
yes,
nothing that we need is on Amazon Instant Video.
Yeah, see, I have never watched anything on Prime. Debbie got Prime, for shipping and stuff, and like when Molly was in school and this and that. But we've never watched, we've heard of different shows. Oh, you got to watch this show. It's on, like the new Jack Ryan show. Starring John Krasinski from The Office.
Oh, right. I've heard good
things. Supposed to be very good.
Right.
I could watch it. But let's be honest. I don't have enough time.
No.
There's a million things. We, kind of binge watched two seasons of Narcos. Now we're still a season behind. We've started our second season of Ozark. Plus, we've got things that are on regular broadcast television. I have to leave the house at some point.
Yeah, you're a broadcast TV watcher. Do you watch The Good Place?
I have never watched The Good Place.
That's the only network TV show that I've heard rave things about currently.
Well, I've heard good things about it, too, with Ted Danson and Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm. Kristen Bell, she's...
There's something about her I like, and then there's something where I go, this woman would be too high maintenance. She strikes me as a lovely woman. She's very talented, but then I see her on talk shows, and it's like, oh, she's a lot. She's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Dax Shepard, God bless him. He seems like, what are the kids? She's thirsty.
Oh, wow.
She seems like she would be thirsty.
I don't know that that's what that means what you think it
means. You want attention all the time, doesn't it?
I think it means you want attention in a from the naked variety.
Oh, see, I didn't take it that way. I thought you just wanted attention.
No, I think thirsty means like you want sex so badly you're willing to just, you're desperate.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It means desperate.
Oh, well, yeah, I took it as desperate for attention. I didn't know in the sexual context.
I mean, that's the context I've seen it most.
All right, well, listen. All right, she'd be a lot. Let's just say she'd be a lot. Be a lot. She's got the actor mentality. You know,
no one likes that.
Well, sometimes it's a bit much. Let's be honest. I just realized I might be in Europe when my episode of Chicago Med airs.
Oh no!
I don't know how I'm going to have to organize some sort of a viewing party on NBC streaming over in England to watch my very brief scene, but still a national television credit.
Do you have a overseas policy for using your cellular device?
We just got that today, as a matter of fact.
The policy?
We just got the package. We just signed up for AT&T has a new thing. When we went to Madrid a couple years ago, they had this AT&T passport. And you would have to go, and then you could find hotspots. You know how many hotspots I found in Spain?
How many?
None. Not one. Not at all. I put on the heat map, the AT&T passport heat map. Nowhere. There wasn't a hotspot anywhere. It was as if I was visiting Antarctica rather than Madrid, Spain. But now they have a new thing where, so our cellular and data plan that we have here in the U.S. will transfer with us to England. And then you pay a $10 a day fee for using your phone over there. So if I never answer the phone or send a text, I don't have to worry about it. If I send one text, like if I send you a text and go, oh my God, did you see me on TV? I'm fantastic. Mm-hmm. Then for 24 hours, I'm charged $10. If I want to use data, so if I'm Instagramming myself at Stonehenge or what have you, it's $10 for a 24-hour period. But I can call the U.S. with no extra charges. I can text all over the world for no extra charges. My data plan is the same as it is here.
But see, how much are you going to be Instagramming? I mean, when I travel, I try to put my phone away because I realize that if I'm wherever I am in the world, if I'm at a party, if I'm at dinner with friends, anywhere right now, if I pull out my phone and I check it,
yes, you got to check it.
If I check it, if I go on Facebook and I go on Twitter.
Will you check it?
I may.
Okay.
Do whatever that is. But whatever I look at, it cannot make me happier than I am presently doing what I'm doing, living as a human. All it can do at best is mildly entertain me if I see like a cute cat. And at worst, I can read some horrible news.
Like my episode was canceled.
About your episode being canceled. I mean, it's just like I endeavor to not try. In fact, I've started going out with my wife when we go swing dancing and leaving my phone at home.
Nice. Good
entirely.
For you.
Entirely.
Good for you. Well, we had this conversation before I came here today, and I have to have my phone with me because I am the contact for the tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I don't know if that tour guide will ever call me or text me. So that's fine. We will have the phones to use as cameras. And then we both decided that we won't do anything until we get back to the hotel at night and then can use the Wi-Fi at the hotel.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because really, I don't want to be sitting somewhere. You know, I'll take a lot of pictures and I will post stuff. Because, listen, how else do you make people if you're not posting? How else do I keep Subland alive if I'm not posting on Instagram and Twitter? But my hashtag, listen, I created a hashtag.
It's a great hashtag.
It's working out well.
Did you create it?
I think so.
Okay.
I didn't hear it anywhere else before I started saying it. And there it seemed novel to all the educators in the district. So they liked it. So I think they hadn't heard it either. That doesn't mean somewhere in the world someone... It would be like, I wrote the first girlfriend joke. Really? Because there were millions of people who had girlfriends before you came along. Nope, I was the very first one to write a joke about my wife.
I mean, I can go on Twitter right now and search for the hashtag Subland and identify who did it first.
Can you really?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so we're going
I'll do
to...
do it right now.
That's fine. We're listen, you call me a liar right here on my own podcast? That's fine.
I mean,
next week's podcast, Brian Noonan Show with whoever. Whoever doesn't call him a liar. I'm like the president. I only surround myself with people who kiss my rear end and tell me I'm great. So I'm gonna have the phone to take pictures, and then at night we'll do that. Because Debbie said, oh, well, you know, you have to pay per device. So her phone would be the same thing. It would be $10 if she texted or something. So she was like, well, I don't, you know, the camera we have, it's a pain to bring, and it doesn't take as good of pictures as my phone. I said, well, then just use it to take pictures, and then when you get back to the hotel, go on their Wi-Fi, and you can do all your updating.
Yeah.
So I'm like you. I want to be in the moment. I don't know if or when I will ever get back to England. So I want to enjoy everything that I can see. It was the same when we were in Spain or when I've gone anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be in the moment.
That was our policy in Madrid, but I still ended up going on Twitter.
Yeah.
And when we were in Madrid, it was during the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, why would you do yourself?
And exactly, I was not a real happy camper after a certain Bernard Sanders no longer was the presumptive Democratic nominee.
Fake news.
I don't know, he was never presumptive, but hey, he still got a chance. I'm just kidding.
Sure.
I'm just saying. I was not real happy. So when I'm seeing protesters and people claiming that they're being oppressed and all that stuff and all the nastiness going on, I'm over on vacation, even though it was just a Wi-Fi. It's like 11 at night. It was Madrid, so it was like 4 in the morning.
Right.
And I'm getting ready for bed. I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? This is just not really fun. And if I just hadn't looked at my phone for 2 weeks, then I would have felt more Spanish.
Yeah, there's something where, like, I know I have to have it for the tour reason.
Mm-hmm.
I also have to have it, God forbid something happens, Molly needs to get a hold of us.
Sure.
So you have one, but that doesn't mean, unless I answer, so if I see somebody calling me, if I don't answer it, I'm still not being charged. You can, you know, you send me text, that's fine. As long as I don't respond, I'm good to go.
There's also one other option. My parents actually just spent 10 days, 10 to 15, they spent a while in Europe earlier this month. And my dad got limited international service. He got something like 100 texts or something, or he could check some data. But he turned off my mom's phone, basically.
Ooh.
So that way, any bad news, anything distressing would have to filter through him.
Oh.
And that way she could completely enjoy and disconnect. And then he's kind of the gatekeeper. I mean, maybe that won't work for you too.
No, but I also have a policy on vacation that I've shared with my mom, and I think I've shared with Molly. If not, I... well, because she was in Madrid, so when we went there, she was there.
Right.
So, but there's nothing I can do in England for a problem here.
True.
If God forbid, somebody dies... We'll be back. This sounds harsh, but ice them down. I'll be just as heartbroken in a week. But I can't get back. I can't. I'm not. I don't have a private plane. I can't leave the tour behind.
Mm-hmm.
I have to stay. So, you know, and I've always told my mom broke that rule, though, when we were, I forget where we were. It might have been New Orleans. Right, the time we went before graduation. And the dogs stay at my mom's. And she loves staying there. And the dogs love staying at her house because she spoils them rotten. And she talks to them nonstop. She will sit and talk to the dogs because she's semi-insane. And she called because one of the dogs wasn't eating. And I'm like, Ma, I there's nothing I can do. Well, should I take him to the vet? I go, no, what's he doing? He's just laying on the couch. I go, that's what he does at home. He lays on the couch. That's what he's done when he's been at your house before. He just lays on the couch. I said, if he needs to go out, he'll go. I said, has he had an accident in the house? Nope. Okay. Is he barking to go out? No. Okay. Well, you know, he just looks sad. And he looks like he's, I mean, what do you mean he looks sad? He's a dog. He lays on a couch. When he needs to get up, he gets up. He eats when he wants to. He goes out when he wants to. He's a late. This dog is the laziest dog I have ever had. If you ever watched the Beverly Hillbillies and you saw their bloodhound that lit, now this, he's not a bloodhound, but that same mentality. Or Flash from the Dukes of Hazzard. The deputy's dog.
Yeah. Or any dog.
Or any dog.
Ever.
Right. So the point was, she's calling me and getting me all worked up. And I, you know, we were at the Abita Brewery. Now it's all coming back to me. So we're out having a good time. And I trust my mom with the dogs. And I'm grateful that she takes care of the dogs. But for God's sake, you know, even if something had happened, I can't get back there. Yeah. I'm, you know, 12 hours by car. So it's stop.
Yeah.
So that's the policy for us on vacation. I'm not going to turn off Debbie's phone because she'll think I was trying to keep something from her, some big dark secret.
Sure, of course.
So she'll, but I don't think she'll use it. We're going to push not to, because I don't want to drop another, you know, 100 to 200 bucks on phone service. Screw that. AT&T has been getting way too much of our money for too long. No. Why are they a sponsor? If you're AT&T, if you want to sponsor the podcast, come on.
I don't think they're a sponsor. John Oliver makes fun of AT&T, and I think they're his parent.
They own it. Yeah, they own him.
So
they own John Oliver.
But he makes fun of him all the time.
So. Well, sure, but he's an Emmy winner.
We haven't won an Emmy?
I don't think we can. We're not on TV.
We are on webcam. What, Facebook Live?
Facebook Live. Live. Are they giving Emmys for Facebook Live?
That would be great. What, dude, they will. You know they will.
Some sort of award. Sort of weird cable streaming video selfie award.
It's going to happen. Listen, if you're listening to this and you have a crazy story about sometime somebody bothered you on vacation for something utterly stupid, leave it in the comments on our page.
Yes, please do.
On this podcast post. Because I would now, this is one of those moments where I imagine...
Oh, everybody's got a story like this.
I don't. I was thinking, and I'm like, no.
Well, some people do.
Well, but no one relies on me for anything.
Well, when I was single or when I was on the road, nobody, you know... Till I got married and had a kid.
Right.
Got all saddled down with responsibility.
Right.
Then, you know, then all of a sudden, oh, everybody's got to know where I am all the time. What are you doing? Who are you talking to? Why are your underpants in the glove compartment? All that kind of other questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need all those questions. I don't need people to know my business.
By the way, to close the loop on this Twitter, the Subland hashtag. So I did a search.
Yes.
Not only did you not just invent the Subland hashtag, you invented Twitter.
What? Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't think that part's right.
I had no clue. No,
Was Subland really mine? I think, no?
A couple of people had used it for other purposes. Like someone said, lost in Subland. There's a nightclub in Berlin called Subland.
Oh, well, this is not the same one.
Used, but it hasn't been used in a while, so it may be closed.
Okay.
But if you do it enough, then people are going to think that all these kids and your foes are EDM DJs drop the bass in Berlin.
That's what we're doing.
It's a new kind of EDM.
Well, we use technology in the schools now. That's how it is. Either way. Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's that. With school, I'm lucky I'm here tonight, quite frankly, because I got chop-blocked by a first grader yesterday.
Like, chop-blocked?
Chop-blocked. I ended up going home and having to ice my knee for over an hour. So, I was in this first grade class. And, you know, first graders are small. And so their chairs are small, and the chair, the back of the chair is perfect alignment to my knee.
Wow.
And it's my left knee, the one that's all arthritic, that I get shots in all the time, that, it, you know, I got a shot 2 weeks ago, so it'd be ready for the trip. And I'm walking down between the tables, and all the desks are arranged in tables. I don't know. So
yeah, they push the four desks together.
Yeah, four or six desks, so they make little tables.
Why do they do that?
Because then it saves space, I guess, to a certain extent. It gives a community feel. You can have groups. It's classroom layout is... I was in one today. It was a nightmare. But anyway.
In a classroom or in a layout?
A classroom with a bad layout. It was a smaller classroom with these big fifth graders who all have BO because they're going through, starting to go into horrible.
Woof.
Horrible. And then they've got these oversized tables way too big, and the room was small, and there was nowhere to walk through. And I feel like Gulliver trying to get through anyway. And so yesterday I'm with the first graders, and this one kid, let's call him Benjamin, because that's his name. So Benjamin's a nice kid, but he's a little on the hyper side.
Mm.
He's, oh man, he's active. He likes to, he moves about. And he's got like a rubber strap across the front two legs of his desk so he could bounce his feet. And
wait, he has a rubber strap on the front of his desk?
Across the legs, so like where his feet are, there's a strap. And he can put his feet on this strap and bounce his feet.
Where did this strap originate?
The teacher probably gave him the strap, or somebody in the some guidance person, somebody in power.
Is this strap on all desks?
No, no, no. Just certain kids get the strap.
So it's like,
and we're not hitting them. The strap again. The strap is on the legs of the desk. It's not when I say somebody gave him the strap. We're not corporal punishing these kids. This is just I don't know the exact reasoning behind it. It's something behavioral. So I don't know if he's got ADHD. I don't know. He's a nice kid. Anyway, he seems he's smart enough, but he gets hyper. And I've been in class with them before. I've been in this room, so I'm not a stranger to them. So I'm walking between, picture four giant desk groupings, like islands of misfit students. And I'm walking down the center. And I say to the kids on my left, I say, all right, this table and this table, you can get up and get your iPads. And Benjamin loses his mind. He flies backwards, flails back with the chair and his body and the whole thing. And he catches my knee right on the side and it buckles.
Oh.
It goes toward the inside and buckles. And I'm like, oh. And you know my penchant for profanity.
Uh-huh.
Did not happen. Thank
nice.
Goodness. But the aide, there was an aide in the class because there were some kids who need an aide in there. And she looks at me and I'm like, oh, Benjamin. And I was like, you got to be careful, buddy. That really hurt. And he's oblivious. He goes. And so then... Now, this is at like 1 o'clock, so I still have two more hours of hobbling around with these. And at the end of the day, I said to him, hey, Benjamin, you got to be careful because that really hurt. And I could see him start to well up, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I go, oh, dude, I'm not mad at you. Everything's okay. You just have to be careful because I don't want you to hurt somebody else or hurt yourself. Oh, okay. So I was like, oh, make him cry right when he's going out to his mom. That's not, oh, Mr. Dude, it made me cry. Yeah, because your kid broke my knee. So I get home last night, and I'm like, man, I'm in a lot of pain. But then I took the dogs for a walk because I was like, all right, well, like, there's a storm coming. And, you know, the lazy dog won't go out. He won't even go out if the patio's wet.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, he's a lunatic. He won't. He'll come to the top of the stairs on the back porch. He'll look down if the patio's wet. He just lays right down on the stairs. He won't go on the grass if it's wet. He barely goes on the grass at all unless he's on a walk. So I was like, man, there's a storm coming. He's never going to go out. So I got to try to take them for a walk. All well and good until I'm about three blocks from home and the sky decides to open.
Yeah.
And they didn't do well, the dogs. They also kept trying to go into my knee. I'm like, why don't I just put a bullet in my head? Because everybody's trying to cripple me. So the dog, I get them home anyway. And after we eat dinner, I said, I got to ice my. So I got out my old ice pack. But all my old, you know, the big elastic bandages that you use to, you know, you wrap things in a big elastic bandage. Mm-hmm. You ever have one like an ace bandage?
Yeah.
I used to have a bunch because I've had a lot of maladies. You know that about me.
I'm so wounded.
I'm always wounded. I have something going on. Well, I couldn't find any. So this is how I rigged it up. I took my ice pack, which kind of molds around my leg. I put it under my knee. And then I took a garbage bag. And I wrapped the garbage bag around to tie the ice bag in place. I couldn't have been more low rent if I had just been, you know, if I had gone to Bob's clinic. And I don't even know where Bob got his license. He doesn't have one. Let's be obvious. He's operating out behind a dumpster on Lower Wacker. But he's got a clinic. It couldn't have looked worse. But it helped. The ice helped.
Did the trick.
I guess it did. And I stayed away from, I was back at the same school. I was not in Benjamin's class. So I have to see Benjamin. I'm going to see Benjamin again. But rest assured, I'm not walking anywhere near Benjamin.
Are you going to get your...
Well, that seems a little much.
It does.
You know, a man over 50 taking on a 7-year-old. My nemesis. My new nemesis.
I mean...
He almost crippled me.
I'm not... I mean,
are you encouraging me to seek vengeance?
I mean, I may not be proud of this fact, but my last nemesis was 8 years old.
How old were you?
This was about a year ago.
Really? What happened?
It was a former extended family member. There was a child in the family, and that as a good relative, I was encouraged to purchase gifts for this child, give gifts for birthday, Christmas, and things like that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
This child did not say thank you when I gave him a Christmas present for 2 years in a row.
What?
And I know that's the parents' fault.
It is the parents' fault.
And I know that he's got just a bad parent that doesn't do good parenting. But man, I turn to Casey. I'm like, this is my mortal enemy. this little 8-year-old kid, he's the worst. I'm not buying him anything anymore.
No, you can't.
And I haven't.
Until the parents decide to teach him some manners.
One of my nieces was the same way. I didn't buy her a present for 3 years. He says, hey, look, you say thank you. Bare minimum, you know, I know a lot of parents out there. We'll invite a lot of other parents to kid activities and birthdays
sure.
and things like that.
Everybody's got
to
go. Well, once your friends start having kids, you got to show up.
Well, there's that, and then you get all these presents, right?
Right.
If I invite 50 people on my kid's birthday, hey, that's 50 presents they're going to get. You know what? If you have not taught your kid to say thank you, they're not getting anything from you.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. My nieces, my brother and sister-in-law have trained. They'd say thank you, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to. We taught Molly to say thank you.
I mean, it's not hard. It's like the easiest thing to teach a kid how to do.
Yeah, just say thank you. What do you say? Thank you.
Right.
Okay, good.
And I know that but below the age of like 3 or 4, right, you've got those kids that just anytime you look in their general direction, they just like get bashful and they hide mm-hmm. behind their parents' leg, and then there's like one human they'll talk to.
Right.
And maybe a bear. And then it like, I don't even know what it happened.
Like a real bear?
To me, every.
Like Gentle Ben?
Well, or Yogi.
Oh, okay.
Or Boo Boo.
Went to Boo Boo's creepy.
Smokey?
No, Smokey's wandering around just in pants and a hat, like he's all drunk in the woods. I'm going to prevent some forest fires. What are you doing out there, man? Put a shirt on. Smokey the bear.
Poor Smokey. You don't mean to cast aspersions on good old Smokey.
I do. Smokey the bear.
Fine. But yeah, that doesn't count. And to me, by the way, like as a non-parent who doesn't have any close friend parents, like everything under 5 is this to me. I know as I get older, like my wife will go visit somebody and I'll be like, oh yeah, what is she, like a year old? She'll be like, she's 14 months. I'm like, what? Like, you know, like they just know. Or she'll say,
sure.
You know, my wife knows the difference between a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. I have no clue. I have no idea whatsoever. Like, no. I said, like under 5 or 6, no. But other than those like hyper shy kids that just have zero social skills, if you have the ability to talk to any human being like beyond your parents, say thank you. There's your PSA for all the 4-year-olds listening to this.
Wow. We are big with toddlers.
You know?
The preschool set loves me. So, and they tolerate you. I've gotten some letters. They're in crayon and they're hard to read, but most of them, I can make out Cody, and then you either wear socks or you suck. I can't decide.
Mm.
But they're, you know, again, it's hard to decipher. I don't show them to you because the paper is really big, so I can't fold it. It takes up a lot of room in my briefcase when I come in, so I just leave them.
Well, you can't fold it, and you know what bacteria is on. Maybe you do. I'd rather
definitely
not.
Do. And I've gotten to the point where I don't care.
You know, to be honest, what's more disgusting, your elementary school classrooms or this radio studio?
I'm going to call it a draw for the most part. There's a roll of toilet paper sitting right next to me. I'm going to go with...
Isn't it where?
Right here. What, are you calling me a liar?
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Yeah, I didn't believe you.
I know you didn't. It's tonight is the night that you're calling me out on everything, thinking that I'm, you know, telling tales.
Are we still recording?
I haven't... yes, we are.
You hit play?
I did. We're at 30 minutes.
I trust you. I love that I'm working with a radio.
Longer in my mind. Hot top 40 DJ at, you know, 6 years old in
you know,
my head.
I had a talk boy when I was 7.
What is a talk boy?
Remember Home Alone 2?
No. I remember Home Alone. I don't remember Home Alone 2. I don't know if I saw. I think I may have said. Is Home Alone 2 where he met Trump?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No. Why would I see it?
Because Trump was in it. He used to be real popular.
Listen.
Huge. Biggest movie huge, star.
Biggest movie ever. It was gigantic in terms of film and celluloid. It was the biggest, the hardest film we've ever had in terms of celluloid. No, I didn't see that one. They went to New York, right?
Yeah. Home Alone 2 lost in New York. And what were we?
See, right there. Pardon me. But that's why I didn't see it. Because if you were that dumb that you left him home alone once, I'm not buying that you ever leave him anywhere alone again. That kid is going to be microchipped. He's going to be strapped to your leg. You're never going anywhere without him. You turn around to go to the bathroom. Where's Kevin? You go to get a gallon of milk at the 7-Eleven. Where's Kevin? It's always where's Kevin. Everything. Where's Kevin? Kevin could be sitting on your head. Where's Kevin? I'm on your head. Doesn't matter.
That's true.
So no, but anyway, go ahead with your story.
No, that's true. It's like my niece fainted because she was dehydrated on July 4th.
Good Lord. What are you guys on, a Bataan death march picnic? What's going on with you?
Just try or whatever.
I dehydrated my niece.
But every time, I mean, since then, every time my mom has seen her, have you had water? Are you doing water?
Yeah, have you hydrated? Oh, you got to hydrate the kids. You got to make them look like Violet Beauregard in Willy Wonka and the Chonka Factory. Mm-hmm. She needs to blow up.
So the talk boy.
Yeah, the talk boy.
Kevin used to walk around the cassette tape player.
That's weird. Powell just popped his head.
Anyway, Kevin Powell. So he had this gray cassette tape player, but it kind of fit like a glove almost. So you put the cassette tape part in your hand, but it had a like a handle around the back of it.
Okay.
So I can't compare it to anything.
So was it like a Walkman?
But yeah, I guess.
Was it like a Mr. Microphone Walkman hybrid?
It was kind of like yeah, I guess. So it was like if you just like held this thing, you had the little strap on the back of it, but then your four fingers, your index finger and all that, they each would hover over a button and it was play, stop, record, whatever. And on the corner of the Talk Boy, there was a little extendable microphone. And by microphone, I mean...
I'm looking at it right now.
A little plastic piece, right? But you would pull this out like 4 or 5 inches and you could talk it, you know, obviously the Talk Boy. Mm-hmm. So... this was, I don't know what happened, but when I was like 8 years old, and I got one of these Talk Boys, and I would walk around making little shows with my friends, recording stuff. I beat Final Fantasy VI one time, put the Talk Boy next to the TV, and recorded the ending. There's like an ending medley that's 25 minutes long, and I recorded it by just like setting the Talk Boy next to the TV. Because back there in my day, you're like, I couldn't videotape it. So and I would go to my room, and I would just play back the Talk Boy to listen to this song. And so I had all these applications. But my current co-host of Game Life Balance US, yes, Jonathan Martin, I would go to sleepovers at his house in second grade and bring the Talk Boy and I would turn it on and we would like yell stupid things into it. So in a way, I've literally been podcasting with John for 26 years.
Nice. That's exciting. You could get one now for $40. It was originally listed for $1,000.
Is this? eBay? Electronic Bay?
Poshmark.
It's not at the Electronic Bay?
It's not at the Electronic Bay. This was listed on Poshmark. The deluxe Talk Boy from Home Alone was $1,000, now $40. Slightly used condition from many encounters with Marv and Harry. And then there's another one on eBay. This is a different looking one. But yeah, Macaulay Culkin did the actual commercial for Talk Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's an extended commercial. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of...
Yeah, it's on Amazon for $440. Oh, man,
you can get one on eBay for $17.95.
So straight up, I still have at least one cassette tape from it.
Do you really?
I don't know what's on it.
We got to bring it in.
I don't know that we have tape players in the studio. Do you see one?
No, we don't anymore. We used to have all that kind
of
stuff.
Evolution of radio, folks. It's happening. Yeah, no more tapes.
Remember when we had mini discs at the beginning when we first started here?
Is there no mini disc player?
No mini disc player.
What?
That's how we used to do all the sound effects for the...
Everything.
Yeah, for everything. So that's not here. They did put in a couple CD players, which is nice.
Mm. But yeah, no, those are good. Yeah, man, I'm kind of bummed I can't just pick up a Talk Boy. They were
fun. You can. Go ahead and buy one.
Yeah, $400?
No, $18.
That's 2 years WGN salary for me.
$18 on eBay. Damn. Works, but plays very slow. I don't know if it's supposed to be that way or not. There's one for $39, one for $46, 30 cents. There's a ton of them on here.
Oh, wow, there are.
There's a ton of the Talk Boys.
Right, do not buy a Talk Boy on Amazon. Get one on Electronic Bay.
Oh, you can get a pink one. Oh, that's a Talk Girl.
Oh, there is
you
a Talk Girl.
You can get one for you and one for Casey, a Talk Boy and a Talk Girl. Then you never have to talk to each other. You could just send crazy messages.
I forgot about the Talk Girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, that is not 2018 friendly, Brian. That is sexist, and feminism dictates it should be called Talk Person, and it should be colorless.
I don't know. What's the pronoun to it?
I don't know.
I had to almost put the an embargo on the TV tonight before we left because Debbie was screaming when she walked in the house. She had been listening to a press conference that was carried here on WG. Then she was screaming at the news, and you know this whole Supreme Court thing has her all worked up, as it should. You know, as most people would say it should. We got into a conversation, and we won't stay on this long, but it's a term that bothered me, and I hesitated to bring it up to her because I understand the female perspective. I can empathize. I can't, you know, fully, I'm not a woman, so I don't know all of it, but I have a wife and a daughter, so I see the female perspective. A term that bothers me is when someone says they're going to speak their truth. Because, and it's just the terminology, that's not casting aspersions on anyone's story. but it gives people who have an inherent need to doubt someone's story another bullet in their ammunition. Because you go, well, your truth might not be the truth. I think all you need to say is the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. I think if you say my truth, it gives people an opening to say, well, what if your truth isn't the truth? You know, and this is not pointed at any particular person, because we've been hearing it for a couple of years when stories come out. These people are speaking their truth. That doesn't actually, that leaves too much room for it not to be the truth, not to be the truth. You know what I mean? I know you're getting nervous whenever we wade into this.
I said,
I don't want to, and she said, no, I agree with you. If people are telling the truth, they should just say, I'm going to tell the truth. But she said, well, and then maybe people are saying, I'm telling my truth because you're saying something is the truth and it's not, and I'm going to tell my truth, which I believe are the actual facts. But there's too many people throwing truth around when they're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
So that when you are telling the truth, you need to you can't give anybody any wiggle room anymore. So if you're telling the truth, you just got to say, I'm telling the truth. This is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's not your truth or my truth. It's the truth. And I know that's nitpicky, but it's something that has, ever since I've heard people start to use that phrase, it's like, ooh, it just bothers me. It doesn't seem right. And it kind of diminishes a story sometimes, because you're, like I said, you're giving people an opportunity to question, well, why is it your truth, but it's not my truth? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm not nervous about this because it's very neutral on the political spectrum.
Yeah, this is not. This is, listen, right? It's happening now because we're in the midst of this Kavanaugh controversy.
Yeah.
And another accuser coming out today. And I know why the feeling in Congress is we have to rush it, because they're nervous about the midterms. But if it's true, it should disqualify him. If it's proven after legitimate investigations by law enforcement that it's not true, what's the harm in waiting another couple weeks? You know, I don't believe any woman is going to come out with a story like that falsely. I believe, you know, having talked to a number of people and read accounts from people that I know about why they never came forward, I understand why women don't always come forward with it. So I'm not doubting these stories, but let's investigate it, you know?
Yeah.
Let law enforcement investigate it. Then the chips fall where they may. And that's all any of us should. That's the truth. Let's have an investigation. Let's find out. And the Supreme Court's going to be there in another month. And
one can only hope.
Well, all right. The Supreme Court's going to be there tomorrow, probably. But and then if Justice Kavanaugh is appointed, okay, not my cup of tea, but then that's the way it goes. If he's not, if something comes up and it is found to be something that needs his nomination to be withdrawn, well, okay, too. But then at least we know. I know you're very nervous that the Democrats are going to win in the midterms. I don't know. I don't know if the Democrats are going to take back control in November. No. So, all right.
Well, yeah. No, I feel. Okay.
Blasey Ford is going to testify tomorrow.
Okay. Well, yeah. No.
And
thank
by
you.
The time you hear this, she will have testified, and all of this will be moot. But sure. At least, you know.
No, I think it's always an important conversation to have in today's, like, you know, quote unquote Me Too environment about, like, you know, what the truth is and what's actually happening. This actually, especially particularly, really, really hits hard to home, because this just a mob mentality just hit a very good friend of ours. Today. So
really?
I woke up, and if I can tell this story.
Please. Wow.
It's pretty intense. So I wake up at like 8 or whatever, and Casey's already on the phone.
8 o'clock? Wow, what do you got, banker's hours? What are you doing?
I work all right, at a startup.
Sorry, Casey's on the phone.
So she's already on the phone. So I'm like, all right, something's wrong. And she's not talking at all. Like, she's just listening to somebody going. I was like, oh my God, is something happening to the family, whatever.
Yeah.
She's on the phone for like an hour. So she gets off. We have a friend who is a teacher of small children, right?
Okay.
Like first, second, third graders at a very small Montessori school. I won't say where.
Okay.
And I won't say how we know this person. But someone in her neighborhood, by the way, she's from Eastern Europe. She was born there. Her family immigrated when she was like two or three. So, and she's like a darker complexion Jew. This is relevant to the story.
Okay.
She has some neighbor who took a picture of her in a park. She lives across the street from a public park. She has two little kids. They're just amazing kids. It's the, well, again, I don't know ages below 10, but they're like, I don't know,
how
five
tall
and,
are they?
Five
are they
and
this,
seven.
They're this tall.
They're youngins. They're, right. Like below 10. I don't know. Two little
can
kids.
Can they drive?
They cannot drive, but they can walk and talk. They, yeah. No.
All right, we'll put maybe five.
And they're great kids. And she's really into education. So a neighbor of hers took a picture of her and posted it to some kind of local, along with like a paragraph about how this woman is a horrible parent and a horrible teacher, and she yells at kids, and she is like abusive to kids and does all these horrible things.
What?
And it's like a wall of text. And a bunch of people in this Facebook group, in this community where there's not that many schools, started jumping on people that she said she had perfectly wonderful relationships with. She does their kids. She takes care of their kids. She's a known member of the community. And people started jumping on this bandwagon thing of like, oh, I kind of suspected, or oh, I thought these things and that and whatever. And she has been like straight up libeled, like out of the community, basically.
Oh my God.
And it's, I've known this girl for
years.
Has
it affected her job?
Not yet.
But
we've both known her for years. We know her kids. We know her family. Like, this is not anywhere remotely close to reality in any way. That none of this is. But the witnesses you have are three-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And if you ask a three-year-old, does this lady yell at you? Well, what does that mean?
Right.
Like, you know, I was like, I don't know, pulling Susie's hair like I was going to rip her hair out.
Right.
And then she said, hey, you can't do that. Yeah, that's yelling at me.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not like she gets many character witnesses.
No.
There's no way out of this. And it's a baseless rumor with her picture now all over. How the hell is she going to get a new job? And it was devastating.
I can't imagine.
Just hearing about this. And
yeah.
She thinks it could be a racially motivated thing. I mean, she speaks Russian and a couple other languages. She probably speaks it with her kids sometimes. So because she doesn't have this look of the young white girl in this white neighborhood, and she's pretty white. I mean, she's not from Africa or something. Like, it's her skin tone isn't like,
you know, she's pretty white.
Really different, right?
Right.
But that was enough. And this is a completely innocent person. And this is why I have a hard time with people who are instantly taking sides.
Right.
No matter what the accusation is. Mm-hmm. Because I understand the potential for harm.
Yes.
And it's extraordinary.
In this climate, though, I think this climate lends itself to that kind of jump to conclusion, because many people want so badly for this administration not to get to do what they want. So any hint, and listen, there's plenty of stuff that's going on that we don't have to even wait for a hint. We know straight up this is wrong. But any hint of impropriety on anybody's part, they're going to grab onto it. So we have to have patience. But what can your friend do? I mean, you go to these, we're in a couple of those neighborhood groups on Facebook. You have to go to the moderators and go, listen, you got to take this down. You got to get this out of here, because one, it's false. And two, I'm gonna sue you, you know, or threaten some sort of legal action against, they have the name of the person who posted it.
Mm-hmm.
You can fault the moderators too for letting it stay on the group, because all those groups are moderated.
Yeah.
You know, we had to be recommended and then request to get into a couple of the other groups for our community. But you're right. Once the public jumps on, it becomes fact, whether it's fact or not.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's out there. And now, you know, if she does move, somebody Googles her name, unless this gets, and I don't, you know, they can't get rid of that forever. It's
right
on there somewhere.
Yeah, and to win a libel case, you know,
right,
you study journalism, right? You have to prove that your reputation has been harmed.
Right.
You have to prove some sort of injury to you, basically, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, if she gets fired,
and you have to prove that they knowingly lied.
Yes, exactly. So that's pretty tough.
Right. Yeah.
There's not, I mean, the law doesn't,
because
really,
she hasn't lost her job.
Right.
To this point, and hopefully people at the school are a little smarter than, you know. Did you watch John Oliver this week?
I did not.
You got to watch it because it talks about Facebook going into all these other countries and how it's all BS. Facebook is just BS.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about going to, Myanmar, formerly Burma, and how they only had two Burmese-speaking people translating stuff. And so all these horrible, false, all this hate speech was coming out against the Muslims in Burma by this other group. And Facebook couldn't do anything about it because they only had a couple Burmese-speaking people. So all this stuff was getting through. And their rules, you know, Facebook's was in English. It wasn't even in Burmese, So, and it all ends with a fake commercial for Facebook. We're coming to your country. And it's all bull. It was, so watch. But it goes to this. Stuff on Facebook, so hopefully the school is smart enough to go, well, she'd been teaching here for a long time, and we've never had one complaint. Her reviews have all been spectacular. We're gonna give her the benefit of the doubt on this.
Well, sometimes that doesn't matter. I mean, right. You have to have an administration that's willing to stand up for you.
Sure, exactly.
And this is a problem happening on a lot of college campuses where some student gets triggered by something or whatever. A professor won't call them by the preferred pronoun or whatever. There's the case of the Mexican American student from, I think it was, there's a California school. It's like
at Berkeley's always crazy. The center is stupid.
But a year or two ago, I think it was a Mexican American student wrote an essay about how I don't really. Like a thing for the school paper.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, you know, I don't really feel like I fit in here. Things are nice, but it's kind of designed for white people, and I'm a bit of an odd person out and whatever. Yeah. And some dean or professor of like head of the diversity panel or something like emailed her and is like, hey, I'd love to sit down with you. I want to hear your concerns. I want to meet with you. Very nice offer. But
sure.
In the email, she uses the language. She said the phrase, but she said something like, people that fit your, or that fit this category or something like that.
Oops.
And because she used that terminology, the student posts on Facebook, posts on our website, gets shared thousands of times. Students start calling for her head. The administration gets rid of her.
Yeah.
Because she misused a word that a student found troublesome.
I am so tired of triggered and people needing safe zones. And I don't want to come off as one of these, man, we're all getting too soft. Everybody's whining, blah, blah, blah. But at some point, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So what if your feelings got hurt a little bit? If somebody is not, you know, bullying you constantly, if you read something that makes you feel bad, so what? Suck it up. Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes you have to suck it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to. If something is not, institutionally or really cruelly trying to keep you down, if somebody just says something and you're like, I didn't like that at all, okay, then tell them you didn't like it and go somewhere else. But it's not. We don't need to. We don't need to all be in bubble wrap all the time. We could just go out and. Sometimes you're going to be happy, happy, happy. Sometimes things are going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes somebody's going to say something to you that's mean. And sometimes somebody's going to say something to you that hurts your feelings. And you know what? You walk away. Now, if it's your boss who's banging on you every day like that, that's different. If you're trying to get into a school and they go, well, we don't like your type. Well, that's different. But if you're reading an article in the paper and something bothers you, I could open the Tribune right now. I'm sure there's something in there that would trigger me. But am I gonna call the paper and have a columnist or a reporter fired because I got upset with something? No, either I won't read that person again, or I'll go, what a jerk, and then I'll read something else.
Yeah,
that doesn't make me better than anybody else. It just means I've had my share of disappointments in life. I know that they don't last. And I've been offended. I've been called a lot of horrible things. I carry most of them with me. But the point is, I realize I can't run from it. You can't run from it. You know, so this whole, I'm triggered. And there's a lot I just don't understand. But
well, you do though, because you actually have science on your side. That's the nice thing.
I try to have science on my side.
Because I listened to, there's a psychologist, Jonathan Haidt. He wrote a book called The Righteous Mind: Why Good People Are Divided by Politics and Religion.
Yes.
He's written a few other psychology books. Phenomenal. He just came out with a new book, and I don't remember what it's called. But he talks about the whole safe space, trigger warning issue, the college campus culture. So first of all, it's not that bad of an epidemic. And this is a very like centrist kind of guy. He's not like a crazy like crazy liberal guy trying to defend all this. Like, he's a very level-headed. I love listening to him on podcasts. And
okay.
Stuff. I have tried to book him on this show a dozen times. Every time he emails back and says he's too busy.
He knows I ask the hard questions.
You ask the hard. Well, and he's also doing stuff like Stephen Colbert and all that. So,
well,
yeah.
Listen, don't sell yourself short. We talked to Dr. Eugenie Chang the other day. She was on Colbert.
That is true.
Then she was on with me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So, but anyway, he wrote this whole new book, and it talks about like these untruths at universities. He said that it's not a majority. It's only really happening at some schools on the coasts.
Yes.
It's not really in the Midwest or the South yet. And it's only a vocal minority of students that are creating this environment that is frankly oppressive and dangerous.
Yes.
Where if you're any average student, you are like, you know, you go to a party and in 20 years ago, you were hooking up with somebody. Maybe there was alcohol. Maybe things were a little hazy. But now you're like asking to sign permission slips, and you're like terrified that anything you do wrong, or if you say the wrong thing, like you're going to become like, you know, accused of rape or whatever for like looking at a girl the wrong way. And like, it's creating this like really very terrifying environment. They're small, but all the data on all like PTSD research and other like therapy research is like, if you are afraid of something, you need to be given exposure therapy.
Yes.
This has been proven for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be exposed to it so it becomes used to it. So rather than seeing the word green on a piece of paper, instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm terrified of that, like, you start to see it in a context where it's not dangerous and threatening. Even if you're beaten as a child, you know, God forbid, which is terrible, you don't want to relive that by maybe watching a movie. But if you read a reference to it in a book in a safe school environment, okay, and then like another reference comes up, and then maybe you read a psychology chapter or like a paragraph about it, you're in a safe environment, you realize that this isn't terrorizing you at the moment, you're able to kind of process that, and then over time you're able to, it's exposure therapy, it's
right,
the way it is. And so scientifically, the literature says, and like the like scientific consensus literature says, that this whole trigger thing is total BS.
Good.
And in fact could exacerbate and make worse people's fears and people's phobias and social anxieties.
Yes.
And all it's doing is splitting us apart. So everything you're saying is right, and science
good
backs it up.
That's what I like to hear.
We're scientists.
I like to be right.
Yeah.
I am a social scientist. I'm something. I'll tell you something. Oh, boy.
Are we going to pivot? You've been looking at your sheet for like
an
hour.
No, I like to look at my sheet and see what else I've got on there, see what other hot topics. You know, I got a hot takes. I got a lot of hot topics, a lot of hot takes.
You do.
I love to have takes.
Well, you opened the whole politics
Pandora's
can of
box.
Worms. We, look, once a season we do this.
Sure, but this one, see, this, while this had elements of politics, I think it was bigger than politics. I think the whole... Whoa.
Did you break the microphone arm? What is going on over there? Are we still recording? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah, we're still recording.
What are we at? 4 hours, 15 minutes?
7 hours and 36 minutes.
All right.
That's about an hour longer than we thought we were going to do. See, if we were on here just bashing the administration, that would be a political... But I think we were talking about bigger issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we were talking about was not, while it had some party undertones and some, you know, one side of the aisle versus the other, in the big picture, it's common sense stuff, which unfortunately is not common. It is becoming worse and worse. As I said, I've decided we can't, all that can be on the TV, and I can't control what Debbie listens to in the car, but I did chastise her going back to the beginning. I said, you have satellite radio. You have a million channels. Why did you listen to that? Because I couldn't believe the stupid stuff he was saying. I go, but why? Now you're all upset and you want a glass of wine. So I have a glass of wine. That's fine. But then I said, hey, so we were eating. And I said, what, do we put on something? No, I got to see the news. And then she yelled at the news the whole time. So now it's going to be nothing but Care Bear cartoons and happy music when she walks in the house. Maybe I teach the dogs to juggle. They do a little trick. I don't know what it is. One of the dogs talks to Debbie for the first minute that she's in the house.
Hmm.
The dog, no matter where it is, if it's in the backyard, if it's down in the back, here's Debbie's car pull up, comes up and starts. And one day, honest to God, it sounded like, Mom, Mom, Mom. Like she comes up and tells Debbie all the horrible things that have befallen her today, all the problems that have beset her hanging around sleeping with the other dog. So that's it. All right, yeah, so that's all right. Listen, should we talk about here? I'm going to give you do we talk about what we need people to do to get involved here, because they've been listening for over an hour. So we have a contest. So should we talk about the contest or what I believe is the dumbest marketing idea I have ever heard in my life?
Let's do the contest. All right. Then get to the fun stuff.
It's all fun. The whole thing is fun. I've had fun up to now. I think we've had an intelligent conversation.
Yeah, isn't
which people
that weird?
Wouldn't think. Yeah, people didn't think possible, and yet it happened. So there you go. Listen, we didn't start the show with our usual themes because explain. I don't know the legalities. I just know people told me you can't play music.
Yeah,
and law, they said it like that, and I was like, you.
It is very strange. The law is different for digital audio distribution than it is for radio distribution.
Is that right?
That's why on WGN Radio, you'll often hear us come back with music from The Who or various other artists.
Bump music, as we like to call it.
Right. Since the podcast you're listening to right now is distributed exclusively on digital media, it's on WGNRadio.com or iTunes or wherever you're listening.
Right.
Because it's distributed digitally, it falls under different copyright laws, and that basically means we can't play that music because it will count as distributing that music digitally, right, which means copyrights and lawsuits and all those things. This is why you don't hear a lot of songs on most podcasts.
Right.
And in fact, when you listen to the Brian Noonan Show podcasts, I've cut out almost
you have to take all the music.
All
out?
The music. Sometimes you'll get the tail end, a few seconds of
which
of a
doesn't
bump,
count. Yeah,
but it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
If we talk over it or whatever.
Exactly. Okay. If you can't really tell what it is, anything. Yeah. But basically, because this podcast is all digital, we can't play copyrighted or trademarked music. So what do we do?
What do we do? Well, since Cody has many talents and he can't play the saxophone, but he won't come up with a saxophone theme for the program, and my Balron would not really give us the melodious, uplifting tones that I would hope.
Although we could do a duet.
We could do a duet. That would be fun. Maybe we enter our own contest. We want to open it up to you, our faithful listeners. We are looking for a Brian Noonan Show with Cody Goff podcast theme. So if you are a musician, if you are a DJ, if you are an EDM aficionado, I don't know what kind, if you are a dubstep master, anything you can do, we are looking for a theme song for the podcast. We will have a prize for you if you are selected. I don't know what it is yet, but it'll be a nice prize. I'll put something nice together. You know, why not? Maybe it's a case of my old CDs.
Mm.
You know? No, it'll be a nice prize. We'll give you something for your effort, and of course we'll mention you excessively because you are the composer of this. So here's what you have to do: come up with a short theme, you know, a minute or less,
even just like a 30 second
theme, something
thing. Doesn't have to have like a whole produced like this. Brian
no,
Newton
you
Parker.
Do. Yeah. We just want a theme song,
some music,
some sort of theme song that we can play to open the podcast and close out the podcast. You can get it to us on Facebook at Brian Noonan Show on the Facebook page, so you can send it to us there, either by messenger or just post it on the page, whatever you want to do, and we will take all the submissions and we will listen to them, and maybe we'll play some of them on the show and give you a chance to hear what's going on, and then we will pick one and give that, and by very nice prize I mean something, but it'll be nice. You'll go, oh, this is a nice prize.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be like earth shattering. I'm not sending you to Bulgaria or Miramar. No, Miramar is the Naval Air Station where Top Gun is.
Oh, I thought that was the movie studio that made Swingers.
That's Miramax.
Ah, yeah.
So anyway, we're not sending you anywhere. Don't get crazy. There's no new car, Oprah. Mm. But it'll be something, though.
I'm thinking out loud, planning the show on this podcast.
I like that. That's how we do it.
When you get back from your European adventure,
yes,
we could sample all of the songs live on the podcast on October 24th.
I like that.
So get your entries in by Wednesday, October 24th.
Perfect.
And we will, I mean, there can't be any swearing.
Yeah,
so
no swearing.
So don't swear. Well, it doesn't matter. We record the podcast ahead of time anyway. So if they're swearing, I'll just edit that out later. But so then that means I won't listen to any of them ahead of time.
Okay, good.
We'll receive them, and then Brian and I will give our live reactions on the air. We
yes.
will critique kindly.
Sure.
We will basically say nice things.
We'll try, but if they're really bad, we'll just laugh. We'll damn you with faint praise. How about that?
Yeah.
And well, good for you, participation medal winner.
Yeah, I will cut it out of the show if there's swearing. So no swearing, please. Keep it clean.
No,
even though we're digital, we are still keeping the show clean.
We have to be. We are under the umbrella of our mothership, so content is still the content.
Who is our mother? That's fine.
Well, bosses.
So if they do that, do it by October 24th, I'll load them all up, and then Brian and I will just kick off the show with that.
Yeah, we're going to, we'll, of course, keep reminding you on the Facebook page. So that'll be fun. Hopefully we get some good entries.
Yeah.
We'll hit it up. We'll hit it on all the digital channels we use. What do we use? Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And should we have a show page for the Instagram? We should have talked about this somewhere else.
I do
my own.
Yeah, you do your own. It's a personality-based show, and you're
the
personality.
It is, I'm the personality.
Ryan, I don't feel like Instagramming you.
I don't blame you.
But you can follow me.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, it's Cody Goff. I've literally posted like twice in the last year.
Really?
I never post.
Well, that's why I don't follow you.
I used to be more active. You should follow me.
I'll follow you.
I've got 2,000 followers.
Do you really?
I
had a whole list of people who wanted to follow me, and I was like, and then I decided, well, they're just following me. If people want to follow me, I should let them follow me. So I just approved them all. Unless it was an obvious, like, bot.
Oh, you were like locked down?
Oh, I'm on private.
Oh, never do that.
Never set your account on private?
No, never, never.
Why?
Because you're building a brand. That's the whole point of social media. You build your brand.
I know, but the brand, they got to ask for me. They got to ask to join. You don't think so? We'll talk about it after.
Yeah.
Listen, maybe you should talk to Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe that's what you need to do.
Oh, is that because?
Get on that. Because they're dumb.
Dunkin' Donuts?
They're Dunkin' Donuts. No, now they're just Dumpkin.
Now they're just Dumpkin.
Just Dumpkin. Have you heard anything as ridiculous as this? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you've been living under a rock, because Dunkin' Donuts is now just going to be Dunkin. They have decided that because they're trying to be hip and cool to the young kids, and they're trying to get into the beverage market more by having all sorts of drinks and teas and hot chocolates and cold brew coffee, and they have different kind of food stuffs. They have a million different breakfast sandwiches, and they have some sort of donut fries now. It's crazy. They've decided, you know what? We're going to just call ourselves Dunk. And I'm like, that's an English child's name. It's not really a name of an establishment. And I wouldn't have thought much about it, except last year at Christmas, when I was teaching first grade, a lot of my Christmas gifts from the students were $10 Dunkin' Donut cards, which is very nice. So I stockpiled them. I gave a bunch to Molly when she moved to New York, because there's Dunkin' Donuts all over New York.
Sure.
And I kept a couple. And I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts just because I don't go out for donuts. And I make coffee at home. But Molly came home Saturday, and she was like, oh, I want to go get she landed. We were going to go to lunch, but it was, 10. And I was like, oh, something you want for breakfast? She's like, yeah, maybe I'll just get coffee or something. Hey, I got some Dunkin' Donuts cards. You want to go to Dunkin' Donuts? Now, I hadn't been to a Dunkin' Donuts in a long time. I went in. They got everything. They got croissants and muffins. But they still, you know what they have? Donuts.
The word donuts?
A ton of donuts.
Interesting.
There were, I guess I could count them. I was going to say countless varieties of donuts. If I had taken the time, I could have done the ciphering and figured out how many donuts they had. I'm going to say at least 20 types of donuts.
Oh, yeah.
At least. Still. Big, oh man, their first combo is a cup of coffee and two donuts. That's the thing. That's what you're there for. Now, Molly said, I never think of Dunkin' Donuts, but then every time I go, I really enjoy it because they'll have this macchiato or one of their other, so they're trying to make inroads into the younger generation, pull them away from the big Starbucks conglomerates and all the hipster coffee places, and come back to where your parents and, other old people get their coffee. Because old people, they love to sit there. Dunkin' Donuts has good coffee. Let's not kid ourselves.
I'm not a Dunkin' Donuts coffee guy.
Like I said, I drink coffee at home. I make my own coffee that I import from New Orleans because I'm fancy that way. Coffee.
Ding, ding.
Community Coffee, want to sponsor the podcast? Come along. We gotta start hashtagging all these people that we plug.
Oh, I will.
I know you will.
I'll do it.
I know. I hope so. That's why, if you notice, anytime I wear a Tommy Bahama shirt in my Instagram pictures, I hashtag Tommy Bahama.
Oh.
I'm not stupid. I am. But we're like Tommy Bahama's going to go, a substitute teacher wears our shirts. Fantastic. We're in Dunkin' Donuts, and they had everything. But then I hear this story that they're like, starting in January, we're just going to be Dunkin'. Really? Oh, but don't worry, we're not getting away from donuts. We're still going to have donuts. We're just not going to tell people we have donuts. Really? That would be like, you know, Burger King just calling themselves King. What do you got there? We still have burgers. Then why'd you take the name off the sign, you imbecile? You know, donuts are not, kids don't like the donuts. Kids, we want hip kids to come in and just get a macchiato and perhaps a croissant sandwich. Really? That's a Burger King thing. Well, ours is a croissant sandwich. Not to be confused with a croissant sandwich. It's egg and sausage on a croissant, but it's not really the same as a croissant. Shut up! Give me two double chocolates and a cup of coffee. What kind of coffee? No, not cold brew, none of this. Give me a hot cup of regular coffee, cream, two sugars, and shut up.
That's not the worst rebrand from this week.
It's not? Is it Weight Watchers?
Weight Watchers.
Oh, please. Don't get me. And you know my history with Weight Watchers. I love Weight Watchers. Well, health and wellness, it's just WW and the Dixie Dance Kings. What are they now?
WW.
Just WW.
That's worse. You know why?
It means something in wellness.
You know, I read that originally too, but then I looked at another press release and it said they're just WW.
Just WW.
It vaguely stands for wellness, but there's actually no real acronym from what I read. I could be wrong. But you know why I know that's worse and dumber?
Why?
Is because on Twitter, Dunkin' was at least trending. Because when a brand does something really huge, like plan a rebrand,
yes,
which will cost billions of dollars.
Billions.
In designing new assets and printing new signs, all that. It's going to cost a zillion dollars. When someone does something stupid like that, you at least trend on Twitter. That's the point. When Verizon made a terrible logo a few years back,
yes,
they're trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to do something, it has to be dumb enough to get people's attention or interesting enough to get people's attention.
You mean like IHOB?
Yeah, like IHOB. IHOB was trending for months. But then you look at Dunkin'. Dunkin', they're trending. WW? Weight Watchers wasn't even trending. Twitter was trying to push it, too. I saw them feature, like, one story on it. It had, like, no clicks.
No
one cared. It's a boring, dumb rebrand. I think that's worse.
It's all about, they're not just a diet company anymore. Just WW. Really? It is all about watching your weight.
Yes.
And nobody goes on Weight Watchers because they're, you know, well, yes, it will make you healthy. But the reason I went on Weight Watchers was to lose weight to watch my weight.
You know what, Brian? They're trying to appeal to the thin person that wants to lose weight.
No, they're also targeting, again, they're targeting, everybody wants to target the young. A lot of young people. Young people are, but there's a point, not all young people. And I understand young people will someday be old people, hopefully, God willing. So you got to get them while they're young, get that brand loyalty built up so they stay with you forever. I don't think changing Weight Watchers to WW or changing Dunkin' Donuts to just Dunkin' is going to pull anyone in. I don't believe it's, and I'm sure they've spent, like you said, millions of dollars on research and stuff. So they go, well, listen, young girls who we're targeting and young boys who are a little bit overweight and want to make healthier choices, they don't want to go to Weight Watchers because that's what their mom and grandma went to. They don't want that. They want to go to WW. Where's the third W? No, it's not a website. Don't be confused with www.heyyourstillfat.com. No. It's just WW.
I know. Heyyourstillfat.com.
See if that's in there. If not,
it's available as of Wednesday.
All right, as of Wednesday.
If you're listening to this, you've got a good shot.
Heyyourstillfat.com. Which, listen, and I joke about that, so don't get your panties in a bunch and send us. I'm kidding about it.
What about what?
About the heyyourstillfat.com. Because I still do Weight Watchers. And I do Weight Watchers. I'm never doing WW. I didn't even do their new program. Hated it. I went back to the old one. But anyway, so I have nothing against them other than you're not fooling anybody. That's the thing. You think you're duping us. What? It's not Weight Watchers anymore. It's just WW? Yeah, now grease up, come through the door and sit down and we're going to tell you how to lose weight. What do you mean weight? That's the W word. We can't say the W word.
Mm.
That triggers me.
Yeah.
You know what it triggers me to do? Have a Whopper. Because that's another W word.
I'll go to Whopper Watchers.
I'll just watch people eat Whoppers.
I'm going to walk in and ask for a Whopper and see what they do. We're here to help you wellness. I'm sorry, that's not a sentence. What are you going to say?
Yeah, what does wellness mean?
They're not going to be able to say, oh, you're here to lose your time. I
mean, watts and watts of money? Is that what you want to lose? Yeah, Omer Fudd, I'm here to lose watts and watts of money. Oh, I just got a Charlie horse in my thigh. Oh, my God. I just cramped up.
Oh, man. Do I have to take over? Is this my chance in the podcast that we're totally equally co-hosting? Oh, Brian looks like he's in agony right now. Do you need to turn off the mic?
No, I'm not going to swear.
Are we going to
my goodness.
It's like dude, you're all right, though?
It's Benjamin. He's back. Yeah, I'm okay. No. Ooh, yeah, I'm
Who's
okay.
Benjamin?
There's the kid from earlier who chop-blocked me.
I try to stay
with the program.
No, you mentioned it like an hour ago, but that was so long.
I know, it was so
long. And now you broke the mic arm again.
No, I'm just going to stand up because I think it was where the chair was hitting me. Oh, man. All right, what were we talking about?
I swear, if you make me call an ambulance.
No, I just want you to come and massage the back of my thigh.
Oh, that's normal.
Yeah, it is normal. Ice me up.
I was gonna do that anyway. Wait, let me look across the way. Is that
is anything getting massaged across the way?
Young lady over there. We have a lot of really attractive neighbors at our new studio here.
It's nice. We should invite them over for a party.
Dude, I seriously thought about making a Craigslist post. Like, hey, do you live across the street? We love watching you in your bedroom. Come on over to like a weird after hours radio orgy party.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's weird.
Why not? Hey, listen, it's 2018 marketing. It's that or rebrand the station WWN.
WWN?
Yeah.
Why won't...
How have I never made the connection before we moved the giant sign from Tribune Tower that the station stands for W. Goff Noonan?
It used to mean We Got Noonan.
You know, based on the new logic,
Goff and Noonan.
It could be Wodger Goff Noonan.
Wodger Watchers? I have to walk this.
Are you like done? Like, do we need to call it a quits?
I just have to walk a little bit.
Yeah, that's. Do you want to do a lap?
We can hit
pause for a second.
No,
I got to pee anyway, so it's.
Well, we're going to be wrapping up pretty soon.
Oh, all right.
I forgot about the weight. I was so bent out of shape. I don't know why I was bent out of shape about Dunkin' Donuts, except for the fact that all of this is so transparent. Like I said, and so we're pandering now because you're dumb and you're going to fall for it.
Oh, even that pain.
America, you are so stupid. We're just dropping donuts. Oh, you're not going to sell donuts? Oh no, we're absolutely still selling donuts. We're probably going to sell more donuts because we're in cahoots with WW. Oh, Weight Watchers? No, they're not Weight Watchers anymore. They're Whiskey Wellness or We Want Wellness. That'd be 3 W's.
Yeah. What's worse than that is how transparent Nike was, and everyone bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I need to set fire to my shoes? How stupid are you?
If
Nike has your money.
Yeah,
what
go
are
ahead.
Doing?
Burn your stuff. Because you know what? Then you got to buy more shoes. Nope, I'm going to go barefoot.
That is
and
that,
topless.
Oh my God. But even worse than that, it was just as bad on the other side of people that are like, I'm going to buy Nike now. They are using Colin Kaepernick to get your money.
Yes.
Businesses exist to make money. Mm-hmm. They're not on his side morally. They're not making a statement. They knew because of their research people that if they gave Colin Kaepernick a bunch of money and put his name on a thing, the sheep out there would buy Nike.
The sheeple? Are you calling people
the
sheeple?
The sheeple. That is how marketing works, people, okay? Mm. So I think that's just as embarrassing because that actually worked on people. Oh, my God. It worked both ways.
Of course.
Worked on everybody.
Nike's genius.
We're going to press a button. It's a hot topic. Let's get Caitlyn Jenner to endorse our show. See what happens. People
that'd
start setting fire to their radios.
That would be terrific. Bring her in. Bring her in. Bring some of the Kardashians. Maybe we get DJ Khaled like WW did.
Ooh.
Yeah, the DJ Khaled is now with WW.
Oh, let's get DJ Cashera in here.
DJ Cashera? Yeah, sure.
You know, we could have asked her to do the theme song, but we wanted the listener to have
well,
a
shot. She may end up doing it.
You know,
maybe she enters the contest.
Maybe we don't have that.
Under a different name, under an assumed name.
Ooh.
A nom de DJ.
A nom de DJ.
Instead of a nom de plume.
What about come... Pwn de replay.
Wow, I don't know where you were going with that sentence, but it sounded troubling at the very beginning. It all sounded very, very, very bad.
Hey, Mr. DJ, come pwn de replay. Rihanna,
huh?
Beyonce, this is a singer.
Who? Oh. Rihanna?
Shakira.
Oh, her hips don't. Is she still a thing? I know she's still a person. But is she still a singer? Is she still out there?
Did you hear that Ariana Grande played at the Vic?
No.
Like 2 weeks ago.
What?
Ariana Grande, I swear to God,
what?
I saw it on the calendar, and I'm like, how is this a thing?
How is Ariana Grande playing at the Vic?
I have no idea.
Was what's his name, Goofball with her?
I don't know.
Her fiance, Pete Davidson.
Oh, I try to imagine.
She's another one. I mean, she's got a great voice. I'll never get past the donut video, her in the donut shop being a jerk, and the fact that she has to be carried everywhere.
What?
Nobody's that talented.
What?
Yeah, so like backstage, she has to be carried because she's so tiny. She's so tiny, and they carry her. She got people who just carry her like to stage and stuff. She doesn't walk. She gets carried. She's wee. I'm gonna start,
on a podcast.
I'm gonna start making you because I'm such a dainty flower. I'm such a diva. No, but see, you know how that happens? Because somebody allows it to happen. She goes, I don't want to walk. Carry me. And somebody carries her. And then all of a sudden, she never has to walk. She doesn't have to lug that much around. She's very tiny.
Yeah.
This Ariana Grande.
No, I know. She's like,
not even higher than the
cabinet. Tiny and
she compact. She could be standing under the cabinet right now.
Yeah, she could fit in my suitcase.
Maybe that's why my thigh cramped up.
She across the street.
I don't know. No, I told you she's under the counter. Yeah. No, what was she doing at the Vic?
I performing.
Really?
I know.
How did I not hear of this? I wouldn't have gone, but I usually am up on things that are happening.
Nothing in the Vic is advertised. They don't have an email list.
Oh, was it after Riot Fest? Was she here for Riot Fest? I don't know. I don't even know. All I know about Riot Fest is Debbie got caught in the traffic.
Oh, yeah?
Because she believed she refuses to use Waze. She only uses Google Maps. And they're owned by the same company.
Mm.
But they didn't. They took her right down Ogden. And I'm like, oh, you didn't know it was Riot Fest?
This was Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018.
Oh, really?
Amex plus Ariana Grande. The ticket limit is 4.
Wow.
This was more than a month ago. But yeah, I thought that was the weirdest thing. Because, like, all right, if you're listening to this and you're not familiar with the Vic, it's like a 1,500-seat theater.
Yeah.
Ish, and this is Ariana Grande, one of the probably biggest superstars out. I mean,
she's a diva.
She could fill Soldier Field, right?
Oh, she fills
United
UC,
Center.
Yeah,
she would fill in the United Center, right?
Yeah.
So that's like 20 times more.
Wow.
I don't know why she was at the Vic. I have no idea. I was out of town, I think, that week.
You're always out of town.
It's it lacks at best.
At best. Yeah. At best. Yeah. At best. I didn't see Ariana Grande. We went to see the High Kings Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had a big Irish weekend last week. Last week, you would have thought it was St. Patrick's Day with the amount of Irish people I was hobnobbing with, starting on Thursday with the former Taoiseach of you. You were here when we interviewed the Taoiseach and Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to hang out with him and the Lord Mayor of Dublin, who wears a 400-year-old necklace.
Oh,
it is. You would have loved it. It's right out of like Game of Thronesy kind of thing. It's this giant necklace with a huge medallion, and it's got an extra little chain to so it doesn't all slide down and make him hunch over, so he doesn't look like Flava Flav. It's this gorgeous thing, and all the Lord Mayors of Dublin have worn this for the last 400 years. Have worn this necklace when they go out. I don't know if they call it a necklace, but it is. It's a giant, you know, chain with this thing.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. And I wanted, there were some people who asked, if they could put it on, and they got their picture ticket. And I wanted to have my picture ticket with the 400-year-old necklace on and pretend I was the Lord Mayor of Dublin. And then I thought, I don't want to be that guy. I was hosting the event. I'm not going to be, hey, man, can I put on your necklace? I made reference to it when I was introducing him, that I had never gotten to introduce a man with such elaborate jewelry before. But, yeah, I didn't get to try it on, but it was cool.
You got to bring a clock to all your gigs to wear on your neck to make them jealous.
Oh, that would be something, you know. Now I'm just the guy with the bow tie. I look good, rocking the bow ties. But none of the Irish guys wore bow ties. All the Irish guys dressed pretty much the same and looked exactly like all my relatives. They all had either on blue blazers or a navy suit and a white tie or a white shirt and then like a blue or a green tie.
And a kilt?
No kilt. Oh, there were no kilts. This was very... It was kind of
like
a high-end thing.
Well, but
it wasn't black tie, but you could wear... Like, if I had... Someday I will invest in the whole tuxedo kilt look.
Yeah, there are dress... I mean,
oh, there's dress kilts,
you can
sure.
wear kilts to very nice
yes.
events.
Oh, of course you can.
But my brother Zach's wedding was all kilts.
Yes, yes. And you guys all looked great. My kilt is too casual for that.
Okay.
Because somebody asked, are you going to wear... No, my kilt is a casual knock-around kilt. I need the full... you need the full wool kilt and the jacket and the big sporran and the whole thing.
Well, most kilts are knock-around kilts under the hood.
Oh, sure. Well, listen, it's like the old joke. I don't know where you were last night, but you won first prize because there's a bow on it. Sure. But so Thursday, I'm surrounded by all these people from Ireland. Oddly enough, no Guinness served at this event. It was weird. Plus, I had to cross a picket line, which I didn't, I had forgotten all about.
What?
Because it was at the Drake.
Oh.
So the hotel strike was going on.
Is that still going on?
At some hotels, it is. It's ending at a lot of them. But so I pull up to valet, and I see all these people are picketing. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't want to cross a picket line. But I got to cross a picket line, so I was a bourgeois jerk. And I tossed my keys to the valet, and I skedaddled inside. And they had, you know, they had security at all the door, making sure in the protest, all of that. But so I'm talking to these guys from Dublin, and they're like, hey, you want to come get a drink? I said, sure. So we walked to the bar. Nothing. No Irish beer at all. No Harp, no Guinness, no nothing. No Smittix, nothing.
Was it Jameson?
I know somebody else
beer.
Asked me that, but I didn't see Jameson. I saw a ton of other whiskey, but I didn't see. I don't know what was going on.
They have to have had Jameson. Jameson's a Chicago whiskey.
Well,
just as
there's
much as...
no. There was another whiskey company, another distillery that was there. So they had the whiskey. They had the Irish whiskey market cornered. So yes, there was no Jameson, no Guinness.
Interesting.
But then we went to the Heritage Center and saw the High Kings, which I would, if you have a chance, sold out. So we were, this was one of the few times I was able to use my, it sold out like in a couple weeks. So I went to buy tickets and they were gone. I was like, ugh. So I contact my friends up there and I was like, hey, is there any way I can buy two tickets? Do you have two tickets you can sell me? I was right up front about wanting to buy these tickets. They count me a couple.
Nice. Media credentials.
I guess.
Now we're talking about on the show. Go see the High Kings. I don't know why you want to see them when they're high, but maybe they'll come down at some point.
It's unbelievable. Traditional
Irish
drunk
music. Or high? Or,
I don't know. They seem pretty sober to me. Hmm. Drinking a lot of water on stage. That was all.
Oh, the sober High Kings.
The sober High Kings. But that was fun. So that was another big Irish night. But you know the difference at the Heritage Center? Lots of Guinness. To the point where one of the High Kings said, how's the Guinness? And everybody, oh! He goes, yeah, I can smell it up here. We'll have one later. So, yeah, that was a big, it's a whole big Irish weekend, and which led to a conversation in the car on the way up because I know my whole lineage is from that little island. Debbie is kind of sketchy on where all her family comes from. So Molly started giving Debbie a little bit of a hard time about how, you know, she doesn't know, and maybe she should do one of these DNA tests and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, listen, Molly, you better watch it because half of you is mom. I'm the only, I said, I'm the only pure blood in this
country. Oh, boy.
And Debbie was like, don't use that terminology. I go, you know what I mean. I'm the only one with pure blood. I'm not tainted by that. Like, you're such an idiot. I was like, I'm teasing. So then I changed it to muggle. I go, you have muggle blood in you.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm pure. Debbie's like, really? I go, well, leprechaun, they're kind of like wizard.
So is she going to do the ancestry?
I don't know. She's afraid that if she does it, then her DNA is on record with law enforcement in case she... And I'm like, what have you done? What are you worried about?
No, I'm with her.
Yeah, I don't want my... I don't need my DNA out there for anybody to... Who knows what I've done? Who knows what I will do? That's the key.
Well, they would figure that out.
Sure, because they'd have my DNA.
Yeah, it's going to go on Minority Report. We got to arrest that guy. He might do this. It's in his blood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't, listen, my lineage, I'm pretty confident that I could trace them back. We've got tombstones with our name on it, you know, in like the 1800s. I'm good. That's as far back as I need to go. I get it.
I actually had a kit from either Ancestry or 23andMe, don't remember, sent to me to advertise with a company I was working with.
Really?
And I refused to do it. And I told them, send this back. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
So
what'd they do? They fired you.
They wanted it back, and we lost an advertiser.
Wow.
But no, I put my foot down. Like that, I have principles, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not. Who knew?
All right, sorry. We can't.
A millennial with principles. What's the world coming to?
Send it now. We'll see if Cody's principles still hold on. We'll see if he's still got them if you send it. If you want to sponsor the podcast.
I do not want some private company with my DNA to sell to whoever they want. And my God.
Everybody I know who's done it is like, boy, I didn't know I was, you know, 1/8 Apache. You're probably not.
Is that entitled to taxes or tax breaks?
I don't know.
Or...
Open a casino. That's my only problem with it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I find it hard to believe that. I was talking to a guy here, works here at the station. He said, "Yeah, I did it once." I'm just pointed at just the. He's not really here.
At the ether.
Yeah, the guy over there, And he was like, yeah, I always thought I was German and Eastern European. And then they told me I was kind of this and more British. And I was like, okay, that's a problem. See, that's why you stay. I'm about to say something really horrific, so I'm not going to. It's why Muggles don't mix with wizards. That's what I'm saying. Oh. So you know where you're coming from.
True
that. Am I right, as the kids say? No, it's I just don't, you know, I'm not a big conspiracy buff, but why give anybody all that ammo? You know, I haven't done anything. I know I'm not going to be. It's not like if I did it, they were going to all of a sudden go to some cold case and you'd find out that I was the Green River Killer or something. I haven't done anything like that, to your knowledge.
Right.
And I don't plan on it, but who knows what the future holds?
Yeah.
So I don't need it. I don't need that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with it. And the other thing is, you and I both know our families.
Right, exactly.
Like, we have an idea, you know. Yeah, it's not like we're adopted or orphans or something where you might really have no idea.
Sure, and maybe you want to do it for health reasons or something like that.
Yeah, and so I get it. You know, I don't want to cast aspersions on other people, but
you do.
For my money, if I know enough about my family, there's no way in hell I'm going to give some strange company my DNA.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't need to. I don't need to deal with any of that crease.
I can't wait till 20 years from now. Some DNA company wants to sponsor some podcast I'm doing and pay for the whole thing. For like,
if you're still doing podcasts in 20 years, and you're me, that's not a good move.
Everyone's doing podcasts, Brian. They're certain.
I have to talk into this.
Yeah, you got to talk into the microphone. What did you drop over there? Knowledge.
But I rarely pick it up. I have so much, I just cast it aside. And then just let somebody else pick it up. Let somebody else benefit from my knowledge litter. You take my cast-offs.
That's one way to do it.
Sure it is.
So you Irish hobnobbed all weekend.
All weekend.
But your daughter was in town, I thought.
Well, she was. And I finagled her a way in, too. So I got her in. Nice. Only, well, she had to trade out. She had to do some volunteer work up there. And then they were like, well, if she can spare like an hour and a half to help us out, we'll get her into the theater. And Molly loves them. Molly's a huge fan of the High Kings. She turned me on to the High Kings, actually, on one of our cross-country drives.
Nice.
So,
along with Hamilton.
The High Kings came after Hamilton. And it's funny, now Hamilton is just a distant memory. I never hear her talk about Hamilton. I never hear her play the music of Hamilton. I don't think she still has the Hamilton sticker on her computer that she used to have.
Everyone gets a little
burned
out.
Yeah, it's the fad comes, and I'm glad we saw it, and I loved it. Now it's gone. But yeah, so she got to see the High Kings, and she came home because she was homesick. And I talked about this a little on Sunday. And I think the trip home helped. She was able to talk out some stuff that she was worried about and that kind of thing. But I knew it was going to be hard to leave for her because she was so homesick. Then she came home, and then she was only home. She landed at like 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and her flight was at 9:30 Sunday night. So she wasn't home very long.
Wow.
But, you know, we had some fruitful conversations, which I planned and had outside of our home. I had them in a public place where I knew there could not be any sort of screaming or yelling or consternation. So we did it. We went to lunch, and during lunch I brought up the topics that she was worried about and wanted to talk about, and we got that all settled in a public place. It was great.
Duncan.
It was not Duncan. It was not Duncan, and I was having a beer while we did it. So it was like, sure.
So you were at WW, going to the wellness well.
I did go to the wellness well, my own wellness well, which is usually a tap and some sort of ale. So that's how I keep my wellness in check. But yeah, she was home. She got to come with us, which was great. And then we're leaving. So we go up to the center, and we'd had a little something to eat. We'd had a late lunch, so none of us were hungry. We go up there for the concert. And all of a sudden now it's 10:30, and we're like, oh, man. So driving home, and, you know, I'm always about the health food. And I said, all right, well, here's our options. We could drive through like a Donald's or a King, because I'm shortening everything now. I'm connected with all the kids with the lingo. I said, or we could go to Maxwell Street and go to Jim's Original and get a Polish. Now, I took Debbie there in the spring, and she was like, oh, this is the greatest thing. So Debbie was on board for the Polish. And Molly was like, well, I've never had one. I think that'll be good. Okay, let's go there. So we go to Jim's. And you've never been there, have you?
No.
On Maxwell Street. It's the even the Jim's original. Were you the Insomniacs did a comparison?
Yes, I remember that.
So right next door, there's Jim's original, then there's the Express Grill. Here's how you know which one is better. It's now 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. There's two giant lines at Jim's Original. There's one person at the Express Grill right next door. So I'm like, I think the crowd has spoken. Anyway, so you get these Polishes, and they just heap grilled onions on top of them. And then you can either stand at the side of the building and eat on a ledge, or you sit in your car. We opt to eat in the car. So now we're in a car with the windows closed, three Polish sausages and about 8 pounds of grilled onions. I, as you know, cannot smell. But Sunday, when the three of us got in the car, Debbie and Molly were like, oh my God, this car smells like an onion. You got to open the windows. It was a combination of onion, burps, and other end burps.
Horrifying.
It was the three of us. And Debbie and Molly were howling. They on the drive home after this, they're burping and there's all sorts of sounds. And
the two of gross.
Them, I know. And the two of them are just howling. And I'm thinking, if the pants were on the other butts and I was making those sounds, you two would be screaming at me nonstop.
Yeah, man.
But the ladies, you know, they're empowered now.
Feminism's a farce.
Feminism is there.
It's not about equality. It's about putting down the man.
And they, thankfully, the man can't smell. So the man was, that was fine. So and then Monday, Debbie got in the car and she was like, still smells like onion. And I had the windows open for like 2 days trying to air it out. So I don't know if the car still smells like onion or not. But man, that was a treat.
Man.
That was a treat.
Saturday morning, I had some pretty great local food, but in Philadelphia.
Well, that's right. You were in Philly. But let's make this the final story. Tell us about Philly.
I was in Philly for my brother-in-law. I was getting married, so went to his wedding. I got to see my grandmother, lives about an hour outside
that's
of Philly.
Nice.
It was all good, but Saturday morning, we went to Pat's Cheesesteaks.
All right. I saw your picture. Now, correct, Pat's is right across the street from another cheesesteak place, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they right on the corner?
Is it
Mike's?
It starts with an M. It's not Maria's or Mike's. It's, I can't stand
somebody's.
It. But yes, it's across the street.
But they're right across
one.
The street. Now,
yeah.
Locals have a big rivalry, right? Who steered you toward Pat's?
My wife.
Oh, okay.
The whole outing was her deal. We met up with like half her family in the hotel.
Nice.
And she's like, we're going to Pat's. So, and she grew up in Philly for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
She lived there for just a year or two. And she had memories of Pat's and seemed to remember it being the best place to go.
I've heard wonderful things.
That's great.
Yeah,
and it's very like.
Now, is that the Cheese Whiz one or is it the pieces of cheese?
So they do Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
But someone else was like, oh, they don't do the Cheese Whiz. They do Cheese Whiz across the street. She goes, well, no, they do them on both now. I got Cheese Whiz on mine without onions.
Oh, how do you get it without onions?
I made a mistake. But I don't usually like onions on my sandwiches.
Yeah, they're cooked in with the meat.
I know. I made a mistake.
I'm not going to rub it in.
But no,
bad
this is,
order, though.
It was
really
bad.
Poor. Yeah. Fail. Epic fail.
Tremendous. The United Nations would have laughed at me for that.
Of course they would have. They're laughing at everybody. That's what I hear. No, they're not. I meant it was a joke. I meant that. Well, that's not the response I expected. Mr. Good, everything is different. Go ahead.
Well, it's like a Chicago experience where you go and get the dogs and it's a, you know, a very like Billy Goat type
yeah.
staff where you got to get up, you got to order. They're like,
oh,
here's
yeah,
how you
be
do
ready.
It. Yeah, and you got to say, do you want it with onion or without onion? Know your order. Step 4, if you don't know your order, go to the back of the line, figure it out. So like, it's like you get up there like, what do you want? You tell them in like 3 seconds and pay cash only or you're done.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they're pretty intense, and they're ready. They just make them nonstop because there's a line around the block.
Yeah, because the meat's just cooking on the grill.
So you go, give me two without onion, one without onion, whatever, and they hand it to you. You pay them cash, and then you go to the next window if you want fries or a drink.
Oh, really? Oh, so yeah. The sandwich is paid for first.
Yeah, you're just waiting in line to get a sandwich, and the second you get to that front of that line, you got that sandwich.
Man.
And they are darn good cheesesteaks.
And then you got to go to the next line.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
sounds good. Are they, what, like a foot-long kind of deal?
Yeah, about. I've got to look up the name of the other place.
Yeah, look up the name of the place.
It's right across from Pat's.
I haven't been to Philly, I was telling you before, in 20... Molly was one when my brother and sister-in-law got married in Philly. And it was kind of in the out near where Vanderbilt is.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of outside this. And we went for cheesesteaks, but we didn't get to go into downtown. We didn't go to Pat's or the other one. We went to just some place around. And it was really good. But I was like, oh, I know the legend of going down there. I'd like to stand and, you know, look across the street at the big cheesesteak war and see what's going on and, you know, have somebody try to convince me one way or another. You got to go to this place. You got to go to the other.
Pat's King of Steaks is the self-proclaimed inventor of the cheesesteak.
Of course.
The other place is Geno's.
Geno's.
But
all right.
G-E-N-O.
Right.
Not the Italian Geno that you get here in Chicago.
Right.
But Geno's top result for Pat's Cheesesteaks versus is a Thrillist article from 2016. The headline is "The Pat's versus Geno's Rivalry Is
Really."
According
it's probably
to them,
the same owner. They're cooking them under the street.
Probably it's the way.
So it's a fake rivalry.
Yeah, it's probably the same owner. It's probably Disney.
Yeah.
There's a 1 in 3 chance it's owned by Disney if it's in America.
Disney or AT&T. Disney once again raising their ticket prices. Thank you, Disney, for making family entertainment accessible to no one.
Yeah, it looks like Frank. I mean, Frank's was apparently the place that invented
okay.
it, but nice. Some rivalry, I don't know.
So is that what they served at the reception? Cheesesteaks?
No, but they did give, for the little things you take home, pretzels.
Really?
Philly pretzels are amazing.
Are they really?
Oh, my God. Dude, the two things you go to Philly for are cheesesteaks and pretzels.
See, I thought it was a Liberty Bell and Independence.
No, we did go to the birthplace of America. We went to the Benjamin Franklin Museum.
Nice.
The gift shop. We didn't go to the
okay.
actual museum.
Now, that's a lot of hassle.
We didn't have a lot of time. But I stood in where Benjamin Franklin used to live and took
nice.
Some pictures and got a little mug for my dad because he loves Benjamin.
Wow.
I mean, he's incredible. Actually, Casey started flipping through his autobiography. She's like, I'm buying this. So she
okay.
just got it. She read like the whole thing on the plane on the way back.
Of course she did.
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Of course she did.
He's great.
Did you see the Liberty Bell?
No, I've seen. You know, I did that whole thing when I was little.
When we were little one time, we were driving out to Boston. And it was all of us in the car, and we get to Philadelphia, and we stop. Well, for some reason, what is that, Independence Hall where the Liberty Bell is? Something, wherever it's up. It was closed. We ended up looking through the keyhole to see the Liberty Bell. That's how we saw the Liberty Bell when I was a little, peeking through the hole in the door. That's an honest-to-God story. And then we got back, all of us loaded back in the car, like the Glenwood Hillbillies, and we headed out to Boston.
My lovely wife claims that she was exposed to the Liberty Bell too often as a youngin, so she is over the Liberty Bell.
She's over it.
Sick of seeing
she's
it.
She's had it. Up to here, no more, doesn't matter. Its historical significance is lost on her now?
Yeah.
Wow.
So about a year ago.
Debbie was born in Philadelphia.
Oh, fun fact.
She didn't last long there. They ran her out of town.
I like that town.
I don't have enough... I don't have enough exposure to it to like it. I know I should go to South Philly to eat Italian food, probably.
What I like about it is that downtown Philly, if you took our loop, let's say Streeterville River North, that area, that's all of their downtown.
Okay.
So their whole like kind of cool hip downtown-y area is much more compact. So if you could walk from Pilsen to Ravenswood in Chicago, but do it like in 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's downtown Philly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you can go if you're in Center City, you can go like anywhere in like a 20 to 30 minute walk.
Can I buy a monorail and take it to Springfield?
No.
Oh.
but I like Philly a lot, but it's really great. Oh, so the Liberty Bell thing.
Yeah, Liberty Bell.
So about a year ago, no, this is probably, okay. Sometimes when my parents drive into town, they like to just drop off my old things because they'll find a box in the basement.
Sure.
Oh, this is labeled Cody. It's now yours. This has been going on for many
sure,
years.
They got to downsize.
Yeah.
They got to get rid. Purge.
I don't know how there's anything left, but okay. But they brought this tiny little box. I don't even know where it came from or whatever. Inside it was a little like stand-up wooden piece. Some crappy little souvenir thing. Like the size of like a cell phone probably. And it's like a little half-inch thick little wooden thing. Like, and on one side is painted the Liberty Bell.
Okay.
It must have been some crappy souvenir I got when I was in Philadelphia. Because,
nice.
You know, I needed a... Liberty Bell replica.
Of course you have to have the Liberty Bell.
4-inch little wood thing. It's like, yeah, like Christmas decorations, the little thing.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up because it was hilarious.
How did
she like,
react?
I'm so over it. She opened it, she just laughed. She giggled a lot and said, what is this? Why do we have this? Where did this come from? Why did you give this to me? Why did I marry you? You
know, a lot of questions. Kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was
good
very
Lord.
Question-inducing. But
too many.
My dad's from Philly, so he's got family out there, and I like to go when I can.
And you like the Philly music, the Philly vibe?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
It's a good vibe.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
For the inaugural podcast of this season. What is this, season two? Are we going to call this season two?
I don't remember because we didn't do it last year. But the year before, we didn't do it at all. We did like one podcast last year.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't get bounced.
Yeah.
This year, we're bounced all the time.
The year before,
we're basically off the air.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we still work here.
This has to be our third season.
Probably.
There's no way the year before last was our first time doing it. Thanks.
No. Because we've done two Christmas shows.
Right. This is like season 3.5, let's say.
Yeah, we don't know.
Two and a half.
Listen, we're just glad you're here, what our season is. You know, Cody will make up some title for it. Let's remind everybody, before we get out of here, about the theme song contest. So we are looking for a theme for the podcast. We have a lot of themes for the on-air show, but we don't have a theme that we can play for the podcast. So that's where you come in. If you can come up with a catchy theme for the podcast here, with Brian and Cody, then get it to us on Facebook at Brian Noonan Show by October 24th. That is the deadline. We will we'll play some entries. We will pick somebody, and we will give you a nice prize. What is that nice prize? Don't be so impatient. Hang on, and we'll get it to you as soon as we can. We'll tell you what it is as soon as we get it all figured out. Is there anything else we need to know? Again, these will drop every Sunday at 3 o'clock. On WGNRadio.com. You know that because you're listening to it, so I don't know why I'm doing that.
Sure. Yeah, make the theme song, I would say, a minimum of 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it's got to get, you know, you want to put, if you're doing a song, you want to put some detail in it.
But here's the thing about podcast.
Right.
Everyone's got a million options, right? For us to keep everyone's attention, we want to get in it as fast as we can.
Boom, boom, boom.
When I produce, we'll probably, you know, we'll either play a theme song up front or do a quick little us talking intro and then play it or whatever. You know, I'm right. Very good at this podcasting thing.
Are
so
you?
I'll mix it up the right way.
That's fantastic.
But it's not going to entice people to listen if we've got like a 4-minute
no,
musical
number. No, we don't want a 4-minute musical number.
At the top,
something fast.
At the top of an episode. Now, if you want to give, I mean, if you're like a production genius sitting at home, first of all, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing at home?
Yeah, right? But, I mean,
come
you
on.
Could do a thing where like there's an intro version. It's like 30 seconds, and then you give us like a full song. But don't overthink it. Whatever. 10 seconds at least of some kind of like musical bed. It can have lyrics. I don't care. It can be instrumental. It can be EDM. It can like we are
yeah,
open
we're open
to
it.
Ideas.
Let's listen. And maybe there's more than one. Maybe there's a couple that strike our fancy.
Ooh.
And we put them in rotation.
Because I can use
and
one as a closing theme.
That's
too.
Right. We so be creative. Do what you got to do. We love it. We appreciate you, so we appreciate your help, and that's what it is. You're helping us out.
And make sure and it's listen. Not copyright. This so, is free.
For you, it's free, because we like you. All right, are we done for today?
Yeah, why not?
I think we're done. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, keep checking the Facebook page for all updates. Don't forget to listen to Cody's other podcast, the Game Life Balance US. You can find that also at WGNRadio.com. Is that correct? Or WGNplus.com. Where can you find Game Life
it's
Balance
US? WGNRadio.com. You can find it there whenever my lazy co-host decides
oh,
to
boy.
Come back. Well,
all
he had
right.
a second baby, so he's taken a couple. In the meantime, I've actually been interviewing like real people.
Really?
I interviewed like an author of a video game book, and then
nice.
I interviewed a game developer.
Look at
so
you.
I'm like doing a real show in John's absence.
You're like a big shot.
Yeah, usually it's just reviewing games, but I'm like, you know what, if you're going to take time off, I'm just going to do I like to...
I know you're gunning for this one.
that is
well, yeah,
not
no,
accurate.
The fun part is here, we get to, you know, you're not just the producer. You get to be on this side of the glass, which
is
fun.
Fun. You know, I'm not convinced that just because I'm a really, really exceptionally good producer, that like being a host is...
I just cramped up again.
That being a host is either a thing I necessarily even want to do or a thing I would be as good at.
It's a pain. It's a hassle. And so in every partnership, somebody kind of drives and somebody navigates.
It works. I like I like the GPS.
Yeah, I think it works out well. So if you do, tell your friends. Please tell your friends. Send letters. Send you know, spread the word. Share the wealth. Don't keep us all to yourself.
It will actually help us enormously if you do tell people to listen to this. Because
yes.
believe it or not, even though we're WGN Radio, like there's not we're not guaranteed a zillion listeners. And
right.
You know, a lot of people say we want Brian on the air more, which all of us do. Look, if management looks at our download numbers and they see like 80 zillion people listening to Brian Noonan on WGNRadio.com, maybe they'll notice and be like, hey, maybe we should put Brian on more. So help us out. Tell friends.
Hook a brother up.
Hook a brother up.
All right. Thank you for that. Wow, that is uncomfortable. All right. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye.